Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BiteRadio.me's The Mystical Crew Show. For network or show information, visit www.biteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, The Mystical Crew Show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Mystical Cruise, The Children's Corner. Before I bring in today's guest, I do have a couple quick announcements that I'd like to share with you. First of all, with this being the beginning of the month, I want to let all of those of you know that at the end of each month, I update our calendar at our website, which is www.biteradio.me. BiteRadio.me. And I move all of those shows from the past month to our archives. So what you would do is you would go to access those shows, you would go to our website and click on the archives button. And I have two ways for you to access those shows. One of them is a drop-down menu, which lists the shows by date. You can go ahead and select from those. Or I also have an alphabetical listing of the guests, particularly those guests that I recommend. So you can also click on that. So the calendar has now been updated. And also want to let you know that our recommended reading page is the page where I list books of authors who I've had on the show and whose books I would recommend. On that particular page, I've added a new feature. Actually, it's a flashing new button that will quickly identify for you those shows and books that have been added in the current month. So those are two areas on our website that you may want to go ahead and visit and explore. And then also want to let you know that this coming Wednesday is the next in our environmental awareness series, and my very special guest is going to be Bonnie Monteleone. She is from University of North Carolina at Wilmington, and we'll be talking about her project called the Plastic Ocean Project, where she and her undergraduate team explore the plastic environment in the North Atlantic Gyre. So that will be a very good show, so be sure to tune in for that. Also, do want to let you know that even though it's just July, I have actually already started the planning for our year-end series. At the end of each year, for the full month of December, I have a series where it is strictly intuitive people, both psychics, mediums, and that kind of sort, where we talk to them about their view of the energy for the past year and also get any kind of insight that they may have for the upcoming year. And also, if they do predictions, we have those. Then, once that is completed, we go ahead and have callers call in and have their questions answered. So that should be a very exciting series. Last year we had 25 individuals, and it was really a wonderful series. So that is in the planning stages, and you can also find a link for that upcoming on the website. Also want to let you know that our show is available on iTunes for free. So if you want to listen to our show and you don't have time to tune in live, then you may want to go ahead and go to iTunes and subscribe for free. And that will allow you to download the show, and you can listen for free. Also, if you are on Facebook, be sure to join us on Facebook. Simply check for my name, Robert Sharp, S-H-A-R-P-E, and with the nickname Bite Radio Me. And it will have our distinctive logo, which is the earth with a little bite taken out of it. And click on that and feel free to join us there. We have streaming all of our guests that contribute to the show, so tune in for that as well. Okay, now for today's show, my very special guest is going to be Phoebe Dangerfield. She is author of I Am the Genie. I Am the Genie is a self-help motivational mini book for older children and teenagers. Age range is from 10 to 15 years old. Phoebe is an NLP master, practitioner, results coach, and a lover of hypnotic language. She holds a diploma in Montessori preschool teaching, firmly believing that you can change your world by changing your mind. Her mission lies in reminding us of who we are and why we're here. You can purchase her ebook from Amazon, and I do have a direct link in the show page for that. And you can also order a printed copy from her through the email address help@meditationmonk.com. And she can also provide a PDF copy for people who want an electronic version but don't have a Kindle. Also, her book is available through www.messengermanybooks.com using a book code 008800. Hello, Phoebe. Are you there?
Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, excellent.
Great. Thank you. I'm glad that we're able to connect. So, excuse me. So, anyway, I've already gone through the introduction, so folks know who you are. Okay, great. So, well, let's go ahead and start and talk about your book, I Am the Genie.
Okay.
First of all, if you wouldn't mind, share with the listeners a little bit about yourself and how it is that you came to write this book.
Okay, well, first, thanks for inviting me onto your show, Robert. It's really very great to be here. I'm really excited about it, and I hope your listeners enjoy having me on the show. I was born in Scotland. I've lived in six countries on three continents. When I was about 24, I had an emergency operation, and I was told that I probably couldn't have children, which was bit of a surprise, but I was engaged at the time, and we decided that we would just go ahead and live our lives. We wouldn't bother trying to have treatment. We'd just deal with it and move on and see where we ended up. And about 5 years after that happened, I found myself in Zimbabwe and didn't feel very well. Went to the doctor and said, I'm not very well, and the doctor said, no, you're pregnant. And I said, no, I'm not very well. He said, no, you're pregnant. So so I had my first son in Zimbabwe. And about 5.5 years after that, I had my second son in Botswana.
My goodness.
It was,
wow.
Yeah. That was very interesting because it had been about 5.5 years since I'd had the operation as well. So that was a very interesting thing for me. I love to see the universe at work, you know, and that was like, you know, showing me something, 5.5 years and a child, another 5 years, 5.5 years and another child. And at the time I had wondered, you know, what kind of parent will I be now that I'm actually going to have this child? I need to think about what kind of parent I'll be. What do I want to teach my child or my children, as it turned out? What do I want to impart to them? What do I want them to know? And when I'd been about 16 or 17, I'd read Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and I'd read Khalil Gibran's The Prophet, and I'd loved that imagery in his book about children being the sons and daughters of life longing for itself, and they come through you but not from you. And though they're with you, they don't belong to you. They are the bulls from which you fire the arrows, your children as arrows into the future. And that imagery had stayed with me over the years. And I thought, what I would like to do is share with my children my spiritual beliefs and my philosophies of life. And also, because I'd lived around the world, you know, I'd started out in Scotland, then I'd lived in Germany for a year, and I'd lived in England for about 9 years, got married there, and then gone to Zimbabwe, and then Botswana. Spent 10 years living in Southern Africa, and then come to Australia. I had seen many different cultures, and I'd understood that people are just, we're all just people. We all want the same thing. We all want to feel safe and secure and to have our children grow up to be healthy and to, you know, enjoy life and have abundance. We may express those things in different ways, but we all want the same thing. And I wanted to explain that to my children. So I started out by writing this small story for them, which started out as what I Am the Genie ended up being. And I taught them about this story, and they'd come to understand that. And then when I was living over here in Australia, I live in Sydney now, I had the opportunity to join an online course called the Messenger Network, which is something where you write a book, a small book, for children, and you use that to promote your message. And I thought, what an excellent idea, and I have this little story, and I'd like to put that into book format. So I did that. I did the course. I wrote the book. With the book, I created an online environment, and then I put the book out there, and that's basically how the book came about.
Oh my goodness, boy! Talk about a world traveler.
Yes.
That's wonderful. I love the ability of immersing. Now, I've only done it within the U.S., but I mean the different areas and cultures, and it's always enlightening. You know, when you just find yourself in a different environment, and like you say, you know,
Absolutely. People
are people, and some of the very basic desires and goals are all the same.
Now, you
indicated that I Am the Genie is for the older children or
mm-hmm.
young teens.
Yes.
What makes the book kind of directed to them? What are some of the specific messages directed toward that age range? Why that age?
I think because there are lots of books for small children. You know, books that parents can read to children. And then there are books for people who are in their mid to late teens, but there seemed to me to be a gap there. And there also seemed to be a time in children's lives where they're more exposed to things like bullying, and there's not a lot of stuff around that will help them to look at themselves and try and see the world differently themselves. So I specifically wanted that age range because I wanted to be able to target that time. You know, the critical faculty in us, that little critical voice in our head, that clicks in around about the age of 7 or 8, and then it starts to build. Up to 7 or 8, you know, we think we can do anything. And after that, we've got that little voice in our head that starts to say, well, no, you really can't, or you're not really good enough, or you can't achieve that. And a lot of the time we don't get that that's actually keeping us safe, but it's also holding us back. So by the time you get to about 10, that's well established and you're starting to listen to that. And as you move into your teenage years, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of media pressure. There's a lot of, you know, not understanding what the world's really about and what it's like. And I think the book is there to help kids of that age, in that age range, to start to look at the world and to think that they can change how they perceive it.
Okay, so the book really kind of addresses the kind of how to manage perception and recognize, I guess, the magic within themselves to be able to create what they want?
Absolutely. It's about being able to change your life by changing your environment, by changing your actions, by changing your thoughts by changing your words. So, you know, it's like a domino effect. You start to realize the thought patterns that go on in your head. You start to say things differently. You start to phrase things differently, and that brings about changes. And then you start to respond differently to the world, and your world does change.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you briefly mentioned bullying. You know, that is such mm-hmm. a relevant topic, you know, today with children that age. How is it that the book helps children with that particular issue?
Well, I tend to think that the bullying comes from fear. It comes from insecurity and from lack, from a belief that there's not enough for me and I'm going to walk all over you to get what I need because I'm in this headspace where I think that I won't have and I'm afraid. It's also about difference, but you're different and that's bad because if you're not like me and that's okay, then I must be bad. So it's about all those things. It's also about lack of power. Now, the thing is that people aren't really born this way. You don't look at three babies in a row and say, that one's the doctor, and that one's the accountant, and that one over there, that's the bully. It doesn't
really
happen like that.
Yeah.
You grow into it. You learn from it. You learn from your environment and your perception of the world. And on the other hand, you've got people who've been bullied, because we know what it feels like. And so we can look for it in a way. We focus on it and we expect it. We know the emotions that are attached to being bullied. So we can recreate that at any time for ourselves. So what we want to do is look at ways of teaching children to focus on creating for themselves the non-bullying side of things. So instead of focusing on what they don't want and creating what they don't want, focusing on what they do want and creating that. And I think it's partly about understanding difference and partly about teaching respect and understanding and tolerance. And not always tolerance of others, but tolerance in terms of ourselves. You know, a different way of looking at it is saying, why should others be tolerant of me? Not why should I be tolerant of others, they're others, but why would I want people to be tolerant of me? And this idea of respect, it fascinates me that some parents speak to their children with a great deal of respect, and other parents speak to their children not with a great deal of respect. You know, we should speak to children as we would want others to speak to us. And sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. But really that's part of the problem and also part of the solution, teaching that respect.
Yeah, you know, it just infuriates me when I see a parent, you know, treating a child with that lack of respect. I mean, because I know for a fact that that is what the child is learning. I mean, they are learning that this is the way that you treat people.
Yeah, and they're also learning there must be something not quite right with me because, you know, I've been spoken to in this way, and my parents is speaking much more nicely to the person in the shop or the person down the street that they don't know. But, you know, to our children, the ones we bring into the world, the ones we love and care about, we quite often don't speak to them as though we love them and care about them. Sometimes we're just busy, we're tired, we're stressed, we don't think about what we're actually saying or how it's perceived. And I Am the Genie is really about changing perception. And I think if we can do that, we can change the world.
Oh, absolutely. And it is not difficult to change one's perception. I mean, it really is, you know, just takes a little bit of understanding and a little wider focus And, you know, then I think, you know, once that happens, then things really can start to shift.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about knowing that you can change your world. Too many people think this is how it is. It's either this is how it's always been, so this is how it's going to be, or it's this is how it is, and I don't know that there's any other way for it to be.
Yeah, very much so. You know, one of the things that you kind of listed that we might talk about a little bit in relation to children helping kids is brainwave entrainment. I love that, by the way. I mean, I've been exposed to that for a couple of years now. But for the listeners, would you explain what that is and how it would be useful in working with children, for children?
Absolutely. The mini book has attached to it an online environment. And in the online environment, I put things for children and for parents. So there's this articles and information around brainwave entrainment, and there's meditations, because I create my own meditations using brainwave entrainment software, and there's meditations in there for children to listen to, and some of them have brainwave entrainment in them. So brainwave entrainment is really a way of training your brain to produce specific brainwaves that you'd like to have. So the interesting thing is that people who have a lot of anxiety, for instance, have really high levels of alpha waves, and you can train the brain to produce theta waves, which are the brain waves that you have when you meditate, when you're deeply relaxed. So it's possible to change your brain waves. Now, there's some technical stuff around brainwave entrainment. It's been studied extensively for a little over 70 years. It refers to the brain's electrical response to rhythmic sensory stimulation, such as pulses and beats of sound. But what we do is we play sounds at specific frequencies. Your brain hears the sounds, and after 6 or 7 minutes, starts copying them and repeating them itself. And the way it does that is by creating brain waves that match those frequencies. So you can create sounds at theta, the equivalent of theta frequencies, or delta, or gamma, or alpha, whatever you happen to want at the time. Play these, your brain hears it, responds to it, and within 6 or 7 minutes, your brain is producing its own theta waves or alpha waves. So you can put your brain into a state of relaxation, or a state of focus, or a state of creativity. It's also good for healing. You can use it for immune system support, for blood pressure, all those kinds of things, just to help your body. So when you move your brain into these states, you can be calm, you can be relaxed, and this will help children who get over-anxious, who panic, who are not sleeping well, or who want to do better at school, want to focus, want to study. That all of these things it can do just by listening to these sounds.
Well, excuse me, I have a couple that I use for meditation purposes, and it's just wonderful. For me, it's one of those things where, you know, it's a passive way of being able to get that brain working or not working the way that you want it to.
That's it. Rather than take 20 years to learn to meditate like a Zen monk, you can do it in 6 or 7 minutes.
Exactly. Very much so. So, yeah, I can see where that would be very, very useful. And those things are available in that online environment.
They are.
From Messenger mini books, correct?
That's correct, yes. There's also a link there to the Meditation Monk website that I have. So you can go from the book to the online environment to the website. It's all there for people.
Very good. Great. Yes. And I do have, again, in the show page description, the link to the Messenger mini book, and also have listed your book code there, so for people to be able to access that. Now, I noticed also that you will be doing a parent's companion book. What is that going to entail?
That's correct. The first thing I'm going to do is write another small mini book, which will have a girl in it this time, because I'm interested in looking at this idea of lack and finite versus infinite. So I'm probably going to set that at a beach, and look at whether the beach is actually crowded or not. So that little book will come out in a couple of months. And from there, I am at the moment writing a parent's companion for both those books, which will hopefully help parents develop ways to help their children to grow emotional intelligence, to develop resilience, to understand that you can change the world, to change perceptions, and to learn not to take things personally, but to step back and be able to see them from the other side. So if somebody snaps at you, it's not because you're bad, it's because they're having a bad day. So it will have information for parents on how to work with these little books with their children to encourage them and develop them and help them grow.
Oh, that sounds very good. Now, it'll be just kind of, will it be exercises or just recognition for the parents to be able to recognize the emotional challenges that some of the children face and to help guide them through that?
It'll be a bit of both. It'll be along the lines of some exercises, some suggestions for what people can do, some awareness of actions, perceptions, thought patterns, behavior patterns. We'll see how it grows as we go.
Okay. Well, that's good. That sounds like a really – and people will be able to find that through your website?
They will indeed, yes. I'm hoping it'll be ready by the end of the year.
Okay, and that'll be on meditationmonk.com, correct?
Yes, and it may well be on Amazon as well.
Okay, great. Well, that's good to know. Then, for people can keep their eyes out for that. Now you mentioned just I kind of want to go back. You said something about the new book would be directed toward girls. So is I Am the Genie kind of focused more on the boys since you had the two your two boys?
Yeah, it's a story of a boy who comes home in a bad mood because life is unfair and goes stomping up the stairs complaining about how unfair life is, and then meets his spirit guide or higher self in the shape of this small ball of feathers that he decides is a baby owl, and it talks to him about how he can see life differently and explains things in ways that he can understand. So I have had people say, but it's a boy. So I will write one with a girl. So I will do
okay.
that.
Okay, yeah, that's very interesting because, I think really, boys, particularly at that age, I think it's really good to be able to have that gender, identification aspect.
Yeah.
Because, it seems that there are sometimes, real specific issues. And like you say, with girls, maybe it's more... they're more self-image kind of thing seems to be very prominent right now with young girls.
Yes. And they like the idea of the I Am the Genie, but they're kind of like, well, it's a boy. Where's the girl?
Yeah. Okay. You got to have equal opportunity for the gender.
Absolutely.
There. Okay. Well, we have just a few more minutes before we close, but I'd like to talk a little bit just to let people know about your Meditation Monk website, because you have some free stuff there, and I think people would like to know about that. So I noticed that you have under free stuff, you have various articles and things, but you also have some free meditations that are available.
I do, yes. We have, and I rotate it, so it's not always the same one, but we have some free ones with brainwave entrainment in them. So at the moment, I believe it's that we have a relaxation one. We used to have one that was a caffeine-free one, so that if you wanted to have the buzz from caffeine without actually drinking coffee, you could listen to that. And that was very much an acquired taste, that one, because it has quite a high-pitched sound through it, and you either love it or hate it. So at the moment, there's a relaxation one that you can go and download and just listen to, and that has the theta waves through it. It sounds very much like a helicopter or a chopper, as you might call it, that never quite takes off. You get that chup, 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 chup. And I layer them with other sounds, underwater sounds or wind chimes or rain or something on the top to make it more interesting for you to listen to. But everyone's welcome to go and have a look there and download any of the free stuff and leave me some feedback. Very happy for that.
Well, that's very good. Yeah, and I noticed that there's one that says "Be a Tree" in the Night World.
Yes.
What do those involve?
They're both for children. They're both in the online environment for the book as well. They're both guided visualizations. The "Be a Tree" is one I used to do for my younger son when he couldn't sleep at night, and I would sit there and I've walked him through that, and it's about being a tree. It's about putting your roots into the ground and growing tall and straight into the sky. And I've incorporated some chakra colors in there. So you've got the blue of the sky. You've got the green of the grass. You've got the purple bird on the top. That's the crown chakra. So it's kind of like a beginning chakra colors guide for kids, and it's about being grounded and growing tall and straight. And the Night World is a shorter one, but it's about a safe space. So it talks about being in your space, in your time, in your place, and just slowing everything down and being in the moment and in the now. And they're both in the online environment for the book for kids. You can just click on that, listen to them, and they're also in the Meditation Monk website for downloading.
Well, very good. Boy, those would be very useful. I mean, because sometimes that nighttime, getting the kids to settle down and go to sleep can be a really rough period for some parents.
It is. Sometimes when he was still awake afterwards, we'd extend it and we'd be the bird in the tree, and then we'd be the dog lying sleeping at the foot of the tree. So by the time he finally went to sleep, we'd been through everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed
Well,
it.
That's great. Well, I'll be sure to also put those in the show page description so that when people look at that, they'll know about those as well, because that's, I think, a very valuable piece of things that parents would really enjoy. So we're down to our last couple of minutes. So is there anything that, I know it has, is there anything in particular that you would like to share that maybe we haven't covered?
I think I'd like to talk a little more about bullying and the need, as I see it, for schools to develop, for teachers to develop techniques. But I remember going to my son's school when he was quite young and having the teacher say, you know, he does so well because he's so sociable. And other kids here, you know, they have their lunch by themselves, and at recess they're by themselves. And I was looking at her and thinking, but they're only like 6 or 7. That's terrible. And she didn't have any answers for that. She didn't have any ways of helping these kids to make friends and be accepted. So I'm looking at ways that we can work with teachers and schools to create programs for this, for them to be able to help kids grow emotional intelligence and develop understanding and tolerance with others. And I'd like to see that in schools all over the country, really.
Yeah, well, it's very needed, that's for sure.
It is, yeah.
Because once, you know, if we can kind of nip that in the bud, so to speak, you know, at a younger age, it's going to really help things down the road so much more when these children become adults.
This is it. Absolutely.
Okay, well, Phoebe, thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate hearing about your book, I Am the Genie.
Lovely.
And I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
It's been a pleasure, Robert. Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, everyone, Phoebe's book, I Am the Genie, is available through Amazon.com, and I do have a direct link to that in the show page description, as well as a printed copy can be ordered through her website at help@meditationmonk.com. And also do check out that online environment at messengerminibooks.com. And again, the code for her book there is 008800, and I do have a direct link to that in the show page description. So there are many ways to become involved. And if you have a boy, a young son in the an older child or the early teens, this sounds like a book that would be very, very helpful. And do check out her free brain trainment downloads at Meditation Monk. So, everyone, thank you for joining us for this edition of the Mystical Cruise Show, Children's Edition. And until we meet again, cruise on.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to BiteRadio.me's Mystical Cruise Show. To become a friend or follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/BiteRadioMe. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at BiteRadioMe or at our website www.BiteRadio.me. That's BiteRadio.me. Until we meet again, cruise on.